In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We are taught by Holy Mother the Church that God created the world for His own glory. The Church also teaches us that God's intrinsic glory is perfect. That is, inside Himself, that is, when considered in Himself, His glory is absolutely perfect. Glory is defined as the manifestation of excellence. In other words, it's when something's goodness or perfection, its excellence, is by its very nature made known in some way. In the case of God, this perfection, this intrinsic glory is manifest by, that is, His excellence is manifest by virtue of the fact that God the Father, when reflecting upon Himself, conceives God the Son, that is a perfect image, mirror of Himself. And so in God knowing Himself, sees His perfection. That is, He manifests His perfection perfectly by His own self-conception. And so His excellence is seen even within inside the Trinity itself. It's perfectly self-contained. But God chose, because He wanted, to manifest His glory extrinsic to Himself, and this extrinsic glory we see in the creation of everything from the highest angel down to the lowest element. In fact, the Fathers of the Church tell us that God created the expansive universe, as big as it is and as wonderful it is, in order to impress the angels. That is, in other words, to manifest His glory. When it comes to us, we have to ask ourselves, what is this manifestation of glory? What is this glory? What is this manifestation of excellence? Well, I think that one of the people that we can take as the perfect example is Our Lady. Our Lady, some people think, that her greatest glory is being crowned Queen of Heaven and Earth. But this is not so. That is her greatest honor. Now, honor is the praise or recognition given for some kind of excellence or glory. So that in point in fact, that when she was crowned as Queen of Heaven and Earth, this was the manifestation, this was God honoring her, giving her because of her glory, that is, her excellence. Nor is it her entrance into heaven, for that is the most triumphal moment. Triumph is the celebration of victory. And what is her victory? Her perfect passage or assumption of her body into heaven, having been undefiled in this life, inviolate in this life. So that was her moment of triumph. But her greatest moment of glory is when she stood beneath the cross and watched her Son be put to death. That is the moment of her greatest glory. Why? Because St. Thomas Aquinas says that the moment or the manifestation of excellence, this glory, and he's asked, what is excellence for a human being? He says, virtue. So when we look at Our Lady standing beneath the cross, we see the manifestation of perfect virtue. She had perfect virtue because of the fact that we see that she had perfect meekness. She did not become angry and lash out. She had perfect modesty. That is, she controlled her externals and her external comportment and disposition, all of the aspects of her externals were in perfect subordination to the sacrifice which Christ was asking her to embrace. She engaged in perfect prudence, knowing that this was the means by which all men, that is her Son being put to death, by which all men would be saved. She had perfect charity, for she loved Christ, her Son, above all. She had hope, because she knew that through this, again, men would be saved. Even her own salvation is being brought about through this. Of course, she had perfect charity, because she did it for the love of God, and of course, her faith, knowing, not seeing God face to face, but nevertheless knowing that this is what He has chosen. But the last virtue which we see her is her virtue of justice. She is, of course, the mirror of justice, and justice in the Old Testament, and even in the New Testament, actually means sanctity. She is the mirror image of sanctity. Now, God the Father is given perfect honor by His Son, intrinsically in the Blessed Trinity, just by the pure knowledge and recognition of the Father's excellence. That is perfect honor, perfect glory. And this honor, or this rendering of recognition of the excellence, is something that is, in a certain sense, a matter of justice. Not in relationship to the persons of the Trinity, but in relationship to those that are below. What does this mean? It means that God the Son is the one to whom perfect honor in this world should be rendered to God the Father, because he renders perfect honor to God the Father within the Trinity. Now, that being the case, what does that mean? It means that Christ, in performing the perfect act of justice, that is, sacrifice being an act of the virtue of religion, is subordinate to a sub-virtue to justice. And so, as a result, Christ, through his sacrifice, gives perfect reverence and honor through the virtue of religion to God the Father through that act. Our Lady, likewise, did the same thing. Through the fact that she knew that she had to stand beneath the cross and adhere to the Son, adhere to the One who is accomplishing everyone's salvation. It was her moment in which she carried the cross. Now, if we back up and take a look at the circumstances, we can get a glance at what we're really dealing with. For most people, they would think, how is this glorious? Her Son's being put to death. Her Son, and by association, in a certain sense, she could be looked down upon. And then also, of course, that is, if you're taking from a purely human point of view, her Son was falsely accused. He was verbally chastised by the various kinds of Jews and that kind of thing. Everything. He was spat upon, flagellated, everything. You name it. This is what the guy went through. So that from a point of view, from the human point of view, it looked absolutely inglorious. But from the point of view of the manifestation of perfection, Our Lady and Our Lord manifested perfect excellence. So what does this mean about us? Well, it means that we can't worry about what people think of us. We can't worry about, you know, whether we've been put in charge of something. We can't worry about whether we actually have control of things. We can't worry about whether we're getting something from our spouse or something of this sort. Those kinds of things are ultimately meaningless when it comes to the glory that you manifest in this life, and therefore the reward of honor that God will give you in the next. All of those things are meaningless. In fact, the most glorious moments, even in the lives of the saints, are the times when they get the most glorious are those moments where they received dishonor. So what does this mean for us? It means for us that we have to look at the point in which, is God going to ask us to suffer something? Is God going to ask us to take on some type of cross which doesn't, on the appearance, have any kind of honor or glory or look like its excellence? In fact, it may look like some kind of diminution, but not in the eyes of God, because he looks at things fundamentally different from us. So you have to ask yourself, did the moment of glory come and pass and you lived up to it, or you didn't? Or is it about to come? Or is it something that God has asked you to embrace, something that will be a long, drawn-out kind of suffering, so that your honor may be shown or your glory may be shown for longer periods of time? The question is, you have to ask yourself, is will you embrace the cross where honor and glory reside? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.